Maseches Meitzer Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. HaPeret Sela Mimois Meitzer Sheni. Someone who's exchanging many copper coins into a of Meitzer Sheni into a silver Sela coin. So he's outside Yerushalayim and he's taking smaller copper coins, transferring them to a larger silver coin, to travel with a silver coin to Yerushalayim. Beishamai says, Kol Hasela Mois. He can change the entire seller's worth of copper coins into one silver seller. Beisil argues and says, no. Shekel Kesev is Shekel Mois. Shekel is half of a seller, the two shekel in a seller. Beisil says, a shekel, half of your seller's value of copper, you can turn into silver. The shekel mice, but half of it, the other shekel, has to remain copper. So he only allows half of the sales value of copper coins to be turned to silver, but the other half has to remain copper. Why is this? Basil was concerned that if everybody brought their Meitzer Sheni up to be Eilu Regal at the same time on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, so then there would be, people would come in with silver coins and need to exchange them for copper coins to make the spending easier with smaller currency. There would be a great demand for copper coins. The price for copper coins would rise, and people would get less copper coins for the silver coin, which would cause a loss to the Meitzer Sheni. Therefore, Basil said, make sure you bring half of the sell you can transfer into silver, get a silver shekel. But the other half, keep it as copper, so when you come to Yerushalayim, you'll have what to spend, and there won't be a immediate demand for copper coins, and the copper price won't rise. Rameir says, Ein mechalin kesef uperis al kesef. One cannot transfer kesef, that's Meitzer Sheni money, uperis, and Meitzer Sheni fruit, al kesef, onto a larger coin. So for example, if he has a small silver coin of Meitzer Sheni, and he has Meitzer Sheni fruit, and he wants to transfer both of them together onto one larger silver coin, Rameir says you can't do that. Each one needs a separate, distinct transfer, coins to coins, or fruit to coins, but you can't combine coin and fruit to coin. The Chachamim allow such a transfer to be done. Mishnah Test discusses someone who's in Yerushalayim. He has a silver coin and he's breaking it down into smaller copper coins. Ha'peret sela mi'maiser sheni b'Yerushalayim. Someone who's dividing up a sela, a silver sela coin, and exchanging it for smaller coins of maiser sheni in Yerushalayim. V'shama emrim kol sela mois. He's allowed to exchange the entire silver sela for copper coins in Yerushalayim. And he can transfer the whole thing. Beis Hillel says, no, shekel kesef v'shekel mois. Half of it you can change into copper, but the other half you have to remain in silver. Beis Hillel was concerned that he may not spend all of the copper on his trip in Yerushalayim, and he may return and take it home with him to bring it back by the next regal. And copper corrodes much quicker than the silver. And if he had copper coins left over, it would cause a greater loss to Meitzer Sheni that the copper Meitzer Sheni coins would corrode. Therefore, Basil said, only exchange half of it onto copper, but half of it remain on silver. That's two opinions. The Mishnah lists four more opinions. Had Dayanim l'fnei Chachamim Aymrim, the judges that sat before the Chachamim, they said, this is referring to Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zayma, and Hanan HaMitzri. These dayanim, they said, "Bishleisha dinrei kesef v'dinar mois." If there are four dinarim in a sela, we're now discussing a silver coin of a sela. There are four dinarim in a sela, so three out of the four you have to leave as silver, but one of the dinarim can be exchanged to copper. So the previous opinion, Basil said 50-50, half copper, half silver. These dayanim, they said 3/4. Silver, 1/4 copper can be exchanged. Rabbi Kiva says, Shleisha dinar in kesef. The first 3 dinarim you leave in silver. And the fourth dinar, revius mice. 1/4 of the fourth dinar you can make copper. So he's saying 1/4 of 1/4, which is 1/16, can be exchanged for copper. The rest of it has to remain in silver. Rav Tarfon says an even smaller fraction, Arba Asperi Kesef. 4 osprey have to remain silver, and the 5th can be turned into copper. Now, osprey are smaller coins that are smaller than a dinar. So the sela was the largest that we're discussing here. There's 4 dinarim in a sela. Then there's 5 osprey in a dinar. So Reb Tarfon is saying, of the last dinar, three out of the 4 dinarim remain silver. And of the last dinar, there are 5 osprey in that dinar, 4 of them should remain silver, and 1 can turn into copper. So that's 1/5 of the dinar, which the dinar itself is 1/4 of a sela, so 1/5 of a 4th, which ends up being 1/20, can be copper, and the rest of it remains silver. Shammai, the 6th and last opinion here, says, Yanichana b'chanus, he should deposit the whole silver sela by the storekeeper, and he should eat equal to the value of the sela. He should take food from the store. So he's basically giving a credit in advance. He gives in advance a full sela to the storekeeper, and then he'll eat off of that sela. And he never exchanges anything into copper, according to Shammai. There's never any transfer. He just puts all the silver as a deposit by the store, and he eats food according to that. And then if he leaves, he'll take whatever's left over with him back.